first pitch tonight, we have Valerie Whitten, Miss West Texas. Next we have Genesis Olivas, Miss Midland Teen. Next we have Hannah Winterbrita, Miss Andrews Latina. Next we have Brittany Reed with Miss Midland Latina.
Don't stand there, let it go by. When you are the main course. My field of dreams was covered in snow. And no matter what, my next is gone. Dead on the mountain till daylight was gone.
Tonight we have Little Baseball Academy 13 and under Carolina Blues.
I'm Avery Johnson and I'm Opia from Caden Holmes. I play catcher. Cam Carroll, catcher. Rohan Bonta, second base. Graham Martinson, pitcher. Tyler Obie, shortstop.
Raul Ramirez, center field.
Trooper, left field. Kamar Vodka, right field. Bo Baxter, third base.
Coach John Rodriguez.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Saturday night baseball from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Good series so far. Each team has taken two with two games remaining this evening, of course, and tomorrow afternoon with a matinee. And we'll wrap this ball game or the wrap up this six-game series up between the Mounds and the Riders. Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. And last night, your Rangers fan might have been a very significant evening. I don't want to say let's crank up the marching band and release the balloons and pigeons. But in talking to Zach Bigley, the radio voice of the Rough Riders, We said how good Jack Leiter looked last night. And according to Zach, he thinks that might have been Jack's best outing yet. Remember that Jack Leiter was drafted in 2021, did not pitch that year. He had a heavy workload at Vanderbilt, so he was kept out in terms of his pro career until beginning last season. And with the Rough Riders a year ago, again, the numbers weren't great, but the talent was rather obvious. And last night, he really did look good. So Jack Leiter, a former number one prospect for the Rangers, still very much a top 10 prospect, and a guy with about as much upside, I think, as you will see. Speaking of which, the Rockhounds from the frying pan into the fire, or vice versa, Owen White gets the baseball this evening for the Rough Riders. He is now the number two prospect for Texas, and that would make him the top pitching prospect according to both Baseball America and MLB.com. And he's off to a really good start. Owen, among the league leaders in opponent average, ERA, and whip. He's 1-0 with a 2.91 earned run average. He goes against Jack Cushing. No wins or losses. Jack has just joined the ball club. This will be his third appearance, and his first one lasted all of four batters. He was hitting the foot by a line drive. He's without a win or a loss, an 8.31 ERA, but just go ahead and throw that right on out the window. Jack Cushing, at this level, has already proven himself. He had an outstanding 2022 season here with the Rockhounds. Opened the year at AAA. He did struggle, and so was sent back to the Hounds. He arrived in Springfield, Missouri, came out of the bullpen, and as I said, got hit in the foot with a line drive. So, hello, how are you? Just four batters into his outing. He has made one start since then. He will be on the mound this evening, will the right-hander. Hounds are getting set to take the diamond. We'll come back and get you set for baseball Saturday evening. Going to be warm, going to be a fireworks night. And, in fact, if you are in the area, come on out and join us. We've got fireworks tonight and, again, our family day afternoon tomorrow. Hounds are going to take the diamond, so we're going to keep this right here. Last night in the Texas League, again, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, the Riders winning by the final score of 4-1. Got a couple of solo home runs and a very costly two-run error of the Hounds in that game. So 4-1 was the final in last night's game. Amarillo was a winner at Corpus Christi. And so with those results, we're right back where we were on Tuesday when this series began. Amarillo, Frisco, and the Rockhounds all one game over 500 in a flat-footed three-way tie for the top spot in the Texas League South Division. I'll take you downstairs. I think we're going to have the playing. We have the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. Philharmonic with our national anthem this evening. I think Albert Hall, our great friend who has been, my goodness, he's been singing the national anthem here since I arrived in 1992. He was in high school back then. I say that every time. It's just stunning to think about. I think Albert was scheduled tonight and could not make it. Albert, we need you back out here, man. This year in that outstanding voice. Well, we are just about set to go. Jack Cushing pitching from the bright sunlight on this 90-plus degree evening, and it is the Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders in Game 5 of this series. They've split the first four. We'll see where the road takes us this evening. The right-hander Jack Cushing throws the first pitch of the game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And Jack Cushing will throw that pitch with 92 degrees. Not very much breeze. It's just nice and warm and sunny. What wind there is blowing out toward left field, but it's fewer than 10 miles an hour at this point, so that's about as close to calm as you get in West Texas most days. So warm and just a little bit of breeze. The pitcher's mound in bright sunlight, the shadow just starting to creep up the upslope of the mound, and it stretches out up past first base, everything else in the bright sunlight here this evening. Jack Cushing will make his third appearance, his second as a starter for the Rockhounds in 2023, that is. He was here the majority of last year, had an outstanding season. And he'll face Evan Carter to lead it off. Evan back in the leadoff spot where he has been throughout the series. Top prospect in the Rangers organization. Young outfielder, 20 years of age. Evan Carter, left-handed hitter, stands in. Jack Cushing with the baseball. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, let's play some ball. Here's the first pitch of the game, and it's a fastball strike right down the middle at 92. Carter at 318. He's 3 for 15 in the series, so that average has dropped a little bit during his stay here in West Texas. Takes, boy, same spot, same pitch, called strike two. Well, that was, again, a low-edge strike. I think Evan peered back just a little bit, but again, just two pitches in. Can't complain much about the zone. Just a swing and a miss, and a boy, a three-pitch whiff. Boy, two fastballs down and a breaking pitch. And three-pitch strikeout for Jack Cushing. One down, and here is Luis Angel Acuna. Right-handed hitter moves over to second base in this game, does Luis Angel. Crowds the plate, does the right-handed hitter. Has those bright yellow batting gloves on again tonight. Signature gloves. High fly ball, right field. Got a lot of that. That's going toward the bullpen. Got a chance. It's gone. Solo home run. Short porch into the bullpen for Acuna. Well, that is one that'll drive a pitcher nuts. Now, that ball was well hit. Make no mistake about it. That is probably extras in any ballpark in the league. And it would be a home run, I'm guessing, in probably three or four of them. But it got into the bullpen. And my goodness, hello, how are you? For Jack Cushing, a three-pitch strikeout of Evan Carter and a first-pitch swing and a line drive home run into the bullpen for Luis Angel Acuna. Second of the year, 20th RBI for Luis Angel. And the batter will be Dustin Harris. Harris ripped one out of the ballpark last evening. Pitch from Cushing, hard-hit ball. Would just foul down the first baseline. Dustin jumping all over that pitch and drove it foul. Thomas Sejasi is the designated hitter in this game. He will bat in the four spot again this evening. Sejasi is on deck. Kellen Strom in right field will bat fifth. Kellen Strom, the right fielder. Jax Biggers at third base batting in the sixth spot. Biggers is at third. 0-1 count to Harris. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to center field, but plenty of room for Lawrence Butler. Those orange shoes. As he tracks it down. Man, as I like to say, you can spot that thing from a satellite, those shoes he's got on. So a fly ball to center handled. In stylish footwear, I might add, by Lawrence Butler. Here is Sejasi, rather. Thomas, under your 265, no homers and 13 driven in. Ryder's got the early run here on the solo home run. Pitch over the outside half, a called strike, 0-1. Bottom third of the order, Chris Cease is the shortstop, and he will bat seventh, Cease at short. Trevor Hover is the first baseman batting eighth, Hover at first base. 0-1, drops down and away, one ball and one strike. And Jordan Procession will be behind the plate, and he will round out the lineup for the Rough Riders. Jordan Procession catching. Base is empty, two down, one in, and the 1-1 pitch, a bouncing ball back on the knocked down by Cushing. He retrieves, got a hurry, throws and got it. Boy, that is twice. Jack has been hit by a ball hit back through the box. stayed with it, made the play, and hopefully he is all A-OK. One run, one hit, one line drive swing. No errors and nobody left on base. So a half inning in the books, and the Rough Riders are on the board. Village Car Wash score, Frisco 1, and against the outstanding prospect Owen White, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Owen White will make his sixth start for the Rough Riders on the season. 1-0, 2.91 ERA. The other numbers right in line with that. He's been outstanding. Number two prospect in the Rangers system, according to Baseball America and MLB.com. Pretty well agrees on the guys that we're seeing in this series. Matter of fact, both the MLB pipeline and Baseball America rate him number two in the Rangers system. So, Rockhound seeing another very talented guy on the mound. Cooper Bowman will lead it off. He is the shortstop. Cooper, right-handed hitter. Shadow has just crossed the mound now, so that baseball goes from bright sunlight into shadow almost immediately. White delivers and misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lawrence Butler's bright orange shoes have made their way to the on-deck circle. Lawrence batting second in center field. 1-0 pitch is up and in. Ball two at 94. That'll get your attention. Darryl Hernaez will bat third in this game, but play second base. Darryl Hernaez at second. 2-0 pitch is swung on and popped in the air. Shortstop Cease drifting back on the left field grass, looking into that bright sky, and makes an over-the-shoulder catch. That was interesting. The wind has also shifted. In just the last few minutes, it is now blowing straight out to left field and has picked up a little bit. So while that was just your basic pop-up, you had the sun, you're looking right back into that, and the breeze has picked up a little bit. Cease made the over-the-shoulder catch, so a job and an adventure. And here's Lawrence Butler. The aforementioned Chris Cease really shading him up the middle as Lawrence takes high and away for a ball, 1-0. Middle third of the order, Greg Dykeman is the designated hitter. Dykeman the DH. Logan Davidson at first base batting fifth. Logan the first baseman. Pitch up high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Jeremy Ironman batting sixth. He moves to third base tonight. Ironman at third. Lazaro Armenteros is the left fielder batting seventh, playing the seventh spot. Armenteros. Pitch from White. Big swing and a miss. It came up and in, and Lawrence could not catch it. Fastball at 92. It's two balls and a strike. Shane McGuire batting eighth. He'll do the catching. Shane behind the plate in the eighth spot. 2-1 pitch. Well, that's just low, down the middle, but just below the knees, perhaps 3-1. Michael Goldberg rounds it out. He's the right fielder, batting ninth, playing the ninth spot is Michael Goldberg. 3-1 count. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that one again, 94. Owen White, from everything I have been told and read and garnered about him, just flat out comes at you. He is a competitor. The 3-2 pitch, and it's popped in the air to left field. It'll carry a little bit, not a lot. Plenty of room for Harris. Dustin is there. Again, boy, that high sky. But he'll make the catch for the out. So two men down, and here is Darryl Hernaez. Bowman, Butler, and Hernaez up top. Dykeman, Davidson, and Ironman in the middle. And Armenteros, McGuire, and Goldberg rounded out for the Rockhounds. Both clubs are 13-12. As are the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who are playing at Corpus Christi this evening. White's first pitch, bounced foul wide at third base. Darryl had a
heck of a ball game last night. He had half of the Hounds' six hits. He had a single, double, and triple. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch from White up high for a ball. And a count of ball and a strike. Owen White in 21 two-thirds innings coming in, just 15 hits. 7 walks, 18 strikeouts. Opposition hitting precisely 200 against him. There's a line shot, and boy, that is a foul ball. Boy, that a little scary. Our third base umpire is Chris Presley Murphy. He's our crew chief, and boy, he is looking right back into the sun, and that was a line drive right out of him. Kind of started to jog one way and then jumped out of the way the other. Well, you're trying to call fair or foul and trying to do it and remain upright. I'm only kidding because he didn't get hit by that ball. Think about the infielders and outfielders looking back into the sun. So is the umpire. There's a swing and a miss, and Darryl chases one up and away. And Owen White finishes the inning with the most velo he has thrown in the first inning, 95 of the fastball. And Hernandez cannot catch it. So the first pitch line drive solo home run is the difference early on in this game. Acuna with a home run for the Riders. And after one, Village Car Wash score, Frisco 1 and Rockhouse nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, Kevin Strom leads it off. Jack Cushing delivers up and in for ball one. Second inning underway. Shadow lengthening out across the pitcher's mound now. The ball again right off the fingertips just for the next few moments. Perhaps sunlight to shadow. Pitch down and away for ball. It's 2-0. As that shadow extends out, of course, the left side gets dicier and dicier in terms of seeing that ball as the sun sets over the roof of the ballpark on the first base side. Pitch to the inside corner from Cushing is a strike, and it's 2-1. I mentioned Amarillo and Corpus Christi, and I absolutely whiffed on it. They already threw for the day. An unusual day game on a Saturday in Corpus, and the Hooks win the game. Here's a pitch to the corner called strike on the outside edge. Count evens up to Kellen Strom at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Right-handed hitting right fielder. Sitting only 2-0-3 on the season, but he's had a very good series. He's 5-for-12 with a double, a homer, and a couple of runs driven in. 5-for-12, that's 4.28, I do believe. So he's having a good time in the Permian Basin. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that is punched foul out of play. Still 2-2. Jack Biggers on deck, and Chris Cease will follow. The Corpus Christi Hooks beat Amarillo 12-7. And, man, that was a ball game. I'll tell you how that unfolded. Here's the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. High in the air right field. Going back and still back is Goldberg. And he's going to watch. That ball is over his head and bounces on one hop against the wall in right field. So Kellen Strom continues his outstanding series here with an opposite field double against the wall in deep right center. Second hit, both for extras for the Riders. Here's Jax Biggers now. at Corpus Christi today, the Hooks scored 5 in the first. They scored 5 more in the third and led it 10-0. Amarillo scored 6 times in the fifth. The Hooks answered with 2 more, made it 12-6 going to the top of the eighth, and 12-7 is the final. Sounds like a Hodgetown game. Pitch outside for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. By the way, guess where the Hounds are next week? Oh, boy. Yep. Into the Panhandle, first meeting of the year between the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles. It's a good rivalry. It really is. Here's the 1 ball, no strike pitch, and a nice bunt drop down by Bigger. It's going to be a tough play, and that is handled. Good throw to first, but just in time. Boy, that was a good play by Jeremy Ironman. He charged that ball, made the bare-handed throw, so a sacrifice bunt. Boy, that's just absolutely sacrificed to perfection. He moves the runner up, does Biggers, and in doing so gave himself a chance to reach base. Very close play. Boy, no margin for error. Jeremy charged the ball, barehanded it, and threw all in one motion. Nicely handled. Runner at third, one down, infield in. Chris Cease, right-handed hitter, open stance. Takes up and in. Ball one from Jack Cushing. 1 ball and no strikes. So a final score in Corpus, 12-7. Amarillo drops back to 13-13. So the winner of this game will, as has been the case now 3 times this week, will take the division lead. Little looper in the shallow right coming on. And a beautiful catch at the shoe tops by Goldberg. Throw won't be in time. Sacrifice fly. What a, terrific play by Michael Goldberg. Little flare into right field, and I mean he took that ball off the shoe tops in stride, and runner broke too early, and upon appeal, this inning is over. Carlos Cardoza is not happy at all. He is arguing this, but the inning comes to an end. Goldberg made a brilliant catch. Now, hold on. The inning isn't over just yet. The umpires are going to confer, so Carlos Cardoza doing his best Darren Bush impression. It is an unofficial statistic, of course, but we counted the 13 times in 2 years Darren Bush got decisions overturned. He managed the Rockhounds in 2009 and 2010. One of the best people on the planet, by the way. So the umpires are still conversing here. Kellen Strom is not yet going back to the dugout, so, boy, this is a long conversation.
10, 9.
One thing we know, and one thing only. Let's see what we got. Yeah, they're going to call it an out. So, Carlos Cardoza wants to discuss this a little bit further, but the inning will come to an end. The one thing you know about that play was the catch itself. And beyond that, of course, there's judgment involved. But, boy, the catch itself, just tremendous. Coming in toward the infield and made that catch right in the shoe tops. Now, Carlos not at all happy, but the inning is over. To the bottom of the second we go. Our Village Car Wash score remains Frisco 1, Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Owen White in this bottom half of the second inning will face the middle third of the Rockhounds order after that 1-2-3 bottom half of the first. Greg Dykeman will lead it off. Greg is the DH in this game. Then Logan Davidson and Jeremy Ironman, the corner infielders. Owen White, I mentioned, among the league leaders all the way around, a 2.91 earned run average. This really good command doesn't give up a lot of base hits, so a whip of 1.02. And, man, you can You can travel a long way on that walks and hits per inning. Again, opposition, as we said, hitting just 200 against him. Greg Dykeman takes up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Greg at 239, couple of home runs and seven driven in. White comes set, kicks, delivers, and missed down and in with a fastball. Had a little run on it, two balls, no strikes. Pitch got down and in. 0-6-3, around about 200 pounds. North Carolinian, there's a swing and a foul away. Count goes two balls and one strike. So the Riders scored one on a line drive home run. Thought they'd scored another, but that is reversed upon appeal. 2-1 pitch, bounce toward first, and that'll be room service. Gratuity not included for Trevor Hover. Unassisted to the bag for the bounce out. One away for Logan Davidson. Logan at 234. Guy on deck, Jeremy Ironman at 243, but for both of them, boy, slow starts. And over the last, well, couple of weeks or so, maybe last 3 weeks for Jeremy, last two and a half, 3 weeks for Logan Davidson, they have swung the bats very well. Takes down and in does Logan for ball one, 1-0. Logan with his first home run of the season coming earlier in this series. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and he sends a foul ball high in the air, straight back, one ball and one strike. One home run, five driven in, one for seven in the series. The one, of course, was the home run. Even a big first inning, five-run rally a couple of nights ago. Bounces this one foul into the Rockhounds' dugout. A ball and two strikes. It was one of those three consecutive really, really important base hits in the game that started with an 0-2 count. Shortstop Cease really shades up the middle for Logan. The count is a ball and two strikes. Pitch a breaking ball, boy, and that just missed. Maybe a little up and away on 80 miles an hour. Two balls, two strikes. White comes set, hands at the belt. Now the leg kick and the pitch. And that's up high, and that's ball three, 3-2. Including the first inning of this game, and in fact the first out of this inning, he's now gone 23 innings, 15 hits, 7 walks, 19 Ks. There's just really good numbers right across the board. Swing and a foul straight back. That might carry him back into the seats, but nope, that, wherever that went, kept going. Full count again here to Logan Davidson. He will ask for time. Will the Rockhounds first baseman? Logan, a very important year for him. He's 25 years of age, former first-round draft choice 2019 out of Clemson. Takes it down the middle, called third strike, and I think he knew it. Boy, fastball right down the middle at 95, called third strike, two men down. Second strikeout for Owen White. Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy, 5 for 12 in this series with a double. 243 on the season after that 0 for 18 start. Man, that's, you know, you're right out of spring training and pitch way up high for ball one, one ball, no strikes. We talked about it during the course of looking for that first hit, and then it doesn't come, and it doesn't come. And if it's the start of the year, that goose egg just stares back at you. Pitch, woo, way up and in at 93. Two balls and no strikes. Well, Jeremy, in his last 14 games, has, boy, gotten things back on track to be sure. Takes up and in. That's ball three, 3-0. Watching the guys on the left side of the infield and Dustin Harris out in left. And, boy, that sun right now is starting to get a little nasty to pitch. High strike, inside edge, 3-1 goes the count. Third baseman is Jax Biggers, and he gets down a little bit of a crouch, bends over. Got to get a better look at that delivery, the stretch and pitch. That's up and in. That's ball four. So White doesn't walk a lot of guys, but he walks Jeremy Ironman, and just that quickly, Jeremy Ironman has now reached base in 15 consecutive games. And it's a good streak. He's hitting 327. It's a scored 12 runs. He's driven in just three, but he scored 12. And again, on base and 15 in a row. And that is after that slow start of 0 for 18. Throw to first, and that was close. Owen White chasing Jeremy back to the bag. Ironman has three steals on the season. And the batter is Lazaro Armenteros. Right-handed hitter playing in his third double-A game. Takes up high for a ball. So, as we said, three games at the double-A level. Actually, two games and one at-bat or one plate appearance here. And he's facing an outstanding pitching prospect. 1-0 stretch and pitch. Got there on the outside half. An upper edge strike. And it's one ball, one strike. Lazaro is 6'1", 195, 23 years of age. Makes his home in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Toss over to first base again. That's the second. Now with the displacement rule. Or disengagement rule. In other words, you can only throw over to first base twice without any penalty. I'm sure pitchers are wild about that. Don't really blame them. One ball, one strike. Pitch to the corner. Oh, got there. That is... Well, just a perfect pitch. Had a little run on it. It was 89 miles an hour and just got the outside corner. 1-2 the count. One on and two men down. Riders one. Rockhounds nothing in the bottom half of the second. White from the belt. Long set this time. Comes to the plate. Ironman runs. Swing and a miss. And the inning is over. So Owen White does walk a batter in this inning, but he comes back with a strikeout to wrap it up. His third strikeout of this ballgame. No runs or hits, no errors, and one man is left on base. And after two at Momentum Bank Ballpark, our Village Car Wash score, the Rough Riders one, and the Rockdowns nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third inning, and it'll be Trevor Hauber to lead it off. He's the number 8 hitter in the order for the Rough Riders. Jordan Possession, and then back up top for Evan Carter here in the third inning. Rockhounds trailing the Riders 1-0. Trevor Hauber, left-handed hitter. He's the first baseman, 1-for-11 in the series with an RBI. And he's drawn four bases on balls. Pitch hop high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. This is Jack Cushing. Jack, tough start to the season at Triple-A. Delivery outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to count. And has now made, this is his third appearance with the Rockhounds. Two as a starter and one very brief one in Springfield, Missouri in relief. The 2-0 pitch, and that's lined up. That hit Jack. It's going to roll to second base. Hernandez flips, but it's not going to be in time. Errant throw, but it's backed up by McGuire. I would guess Jake Ruthier will come out, the athletic trainer. At least he's going to give a look. Boy, Jack Cushing has been an absolute baseball magnet. Says he's okay, so Jake just standing next to Bobby Crosby on the step of the dugout, but Technically, he is okay. Jordan Procession, the batter. That's the third base hit now for the Riders, including the Luis Angel Acuña home run in the top of the first. It is 1-0. Jordan Procession, the batter. Left-handed hitter takes on the outside half of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jack, who is from Flower Mound, went to Georgetown University. 22nd rounder in 2019 by the A's. 0-1 set. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. Count quickly 0-2 to Procession. Jordan playing in his third game with the Riders. And he was 2-for-3 last night in his series debut. 30-year-old minor league veteran from Oklahoma. It's from Sand Springs. 0-2 stretch. Pitch by Cushing, swung on and missed, got him. So that's the second three-pitch strikeout of this game for Jack Cushing. One down in the inning, and here's the other of those strikeout victims, Evan Carter. Evan, the center fielder. And Luis Angel Acuña on deck. Boy, four pitches into this game. Here's the pitch to Carter. That's a ball hard at first base. Davidson makes the play. Return throw not going to get him. Carter is very fast. Nicely handled by Logan. Ball hit on one sharp hop. Logan moved to his right, made the play. Goes to shortstop Cooper Bowman for the force out at second. So 3-6 on the put out. Hopper is retired. Two men down, and Evan Carter will reach the fielder's choice. Well, four pitches into this game, Jack Cushing had a strikeout and a home run. He got Evan Carter on three pitches, and on the fourth, the fella at the dish right now, Luis Angel Acuña, went opposite way and lined the ball into the bullpen and right. Short porch home run, well hit ball. Throw over to first, boy, and that's down low on the body of Evan Carter. I think that hit Evan. Yeah, he's on the right knee for just a moment. Boy, you can be so vulnerable on that low throw to first base, because if you were diving back in, as Evan was, of course, you're reaching. So your arm is at least in part outstretched and leaves that rib cage wide open, but he appears to be okay. Luis Angel Acuña having a good series. Again, a home run in this one. See if he's aggressive this time. Nope, going to take a strike instead. Fastball at about 90. High edge strike, 0-1. Home run was his second of the year, RBI number 20. Luis, that upright stance, waggles back just a little bit. Throw over to first base. Going back in, standing up is Evan Carter. So that's the second throw over now by Jack Cushing. And Jack opened the year with Las Vegas, made three starts for the Aviators, and it just didn't go well. He gave up a lot of base hits. Here's the pitch to Acuña, backs up over the inside corner, off speed, and it got there, called strike two. Gave up 18 hits in 10 and a third, 20 runs, 19 of them earned. And it's rough. That next level up, of course, hitters are a little bit more polished and can be a rough step. Jack comes set. Luis Swan has lined into center field. Butler is there, and that ball knocked over his head. He misjudged it. That's going to drive home the run. Well, that is a mental error, not a physical one. That'll be an RBI double for Acuña. And, man, he ripped that thing. That ball was really hard hit. Well, you hear the adage that when a ball is basically hit right at you on the line, it is sometimes tough to pick it up. And that may have been the case with Lawrence Butler right there. He didn't come in very far, but looked like he moved in a little bit on the ball, but it was hard hit. And I think he quickly realized that was a hit on a rope, and that got over his head all the way to center field. Carter, who runs well, comes around, of course, going on contact, scores easily, and it's Acuña 2, Rockhounds nothing. Here's Dustin Harris. Takes just a bit up and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Two runs on four hits. And Acuña has driven them both in with a homer and now with a double. Again, the home run went into the short porch bullpen. This ball might, and I want to emphasize that, might have been caught. But both baseballs really hard hit. 1-0 pitch to the corner, just wide. Shane McGuire framing that, but not quite to the liking of Ben Engstrand, home plate umpire. Acuna takes the walking lead off second base, standing behind him, catching the rays of the sun, Cooper Bowman. Bouncing ball foul off the bat of Dustin Harris, and the count goes 2-1 to the Riders left fielder. Dustin flew out to center to second out of the first inning. So 0-1 here, but he's got a triple, a homer, a couple of RBIs, three stolen bases all in one inning in this series. Wild start to the game a couple of nights ago. Cushing comes set, hands at the belt, time. Do we have pitch clock? Yep, pitch clock violation. Tap that wrist, and it's three balls and a strike. Wonder how long the conversation took to figure out what the sign for pitch clock violation would be. Is this the tapping of the wrist as if tapping your watch? Here's a 3-1 pitch. Ooh, boy, that's fouled straight back. Wow. Boy, I just looked next door, and Zach Bigley, his heart rate is up just a little bit. My goodness, did that hit his window? Oh, my gosh, it did. Oh, my goodness. Folks, I'm telling you, that's terrifying. I mean, we kid about it. Here's the 3-2. That's just down low, ball four. So two on and one man down. You think of it as a foul ball back, and okay, and it's out of play and all of that. But for a baseball to get in the window, for example, at this booth, and the windows here are pretty good size, it is a reverse line drive. I mean, it is screaming at you. There's no other way because of the height of the screen behind home plate. The only way a ball can get in here is on a reverse line drive, and that hit right above Zach's broadcast location. Pitched down and away to Sachese. And it is a 1-0 count with two on, two down, and a run across. Riders lead it 2-0. I don't know if you can hear the thud, but that's pretty strong window, too. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch down and away, and McGuire made the play. Couldn't find it right away. Two balls, no strikes. Again, Acuna on at second, Harris on at first. They both run pretty well. Acuna, matter of fact, they both run really well. Acuna has 14 steals in as many attempts, and Dustin Harris has 10 steals in 11 tries. So JC with a two-ball, no-strike count, right-handed hitter. Trevor takes, boy, and that's ball three. Three balls and no strikes. So all of a sudden, a bit of a struggle here for Jack in this inning. And a year ago with the Rockhounds, 11-3 was Jack Cushing, a 3.67 ERA. 3-0 pitch right there. Boy, just missed. Wow. 3-0, you tend to think that anything that looks pretty close will be a strike, but nope, that's ball four, so they are loaded up. And Kellen Strom will be the batter. So a couple of walks here in the inning. And Shane McGuire, Rockhounds catcher, will go out for a visit. Looks like this will just be a pitcher-catcher conversation. Fairly lengthy one. I was about to say that Ben Engstrand will probably break this up pretty quickly, and he is now on his way. And if you're an umpire, you walk out to break up the mound conversations every once in a while, of course, especially if a manager is trying to buy a little time. They'll let you join and stand on the mound. But most often, if you get about halfway to the mound and conversation breaks up, you can get a complex doing that. First pitch from Cushing. That's a strike outside edge of the knees to Strom. And Kellen doubled his first time up, leading off the second inning. Was called out upon appeal. Riders thought they had a 2-0 lead in the second, but they do now here in the third, and the bases are loaded. Pitch to Strom. Swung on. Woo! And did the bat break, or did he just lose the handle on it? Killen's bat went out past third base. He swung at it and fouled the ball back, so the ball went back to the screen. The bat went up past third base. No, it didn't break. He just lost the handle on it, so he'll do a little work on the baseball bat. And back to the dish he comes. So J.C. is at first, Harris at second, Acuna is at third. Already a 2-0 ball game with the Riders leading, so a big batter here, and it's an 0-2 count, so Jack Cushing looking for the exit sign and trying to leave the bases full and keep it a two-run game. The 0-2 pitch by the right-hander is high and away for a ball, and the count is 1-2. Infield entirely in shadows. Anything hit in the air towards shortstop is just dicey right now. The 1-2 set from the belt. Cushing with a kick, pitch to the plate, punched into right field, and on the move is Goldberg. He'll have to play it on a hop. It's going to score one, throw to the plate, not going to be in time, close but not in time. Second and third, two-run base hit, Cullen Strong. So he gets a modicum of revenge after being called out to end the second inning. A two-run single went opposite way. Michael's throw from right field was relatively close, but did not get there in time. So it is a 4-0 ball game, and that'll bring up Jax Biggers. Strom, a single to right field, goes to second on the throw. And so J.C. comes all the way around to third base. So Jax Biggers will be the eighth batter of the third inning. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Well, offense has pretty well dictated this series. Last night's game, something of an exception. And, of course, the Rockhounds with a shutout earlier, but they also scored 7 runs. So that one, both sides of the coin. And the Riders with a 4 spot early in this one. Ground ball, 2 harps, sharply at first, handled by Logan Davidson, gets to the bag for the out. So the inning will come to an end, but not before the Rough Riders put a 3 spot on the board. So the bottom half of the third inning we go, and our Village Car Wash score now has the Rough Riders on top. It's Frisco 4 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our early game Hilliard Office Solutions trivia, going to ask you to identify a player who, see how many, 3 different categories, to see if you can identify a player who, boy, put up some remarkable numbers. So we're going to ask you to come up with 3 players here. Let me give you the first one. Who is the only player in Major League history with at least 3,000 hits, a 300 or better career average, 300 or more home runs, and 300 or more stolen bases? Only one guy has done that. Stop and think about it. Absolutely stunning. Only one player has ever done that. Shane McGuire makes a fastball just inside from Owen White. 8-9-1 in the Rockhounds' order in the last of the third, and Owen now staked to a 4-0 lead. So that's player number 1. Let you peruse that. Delivery drops down low for a ball. 2-0. Shane McGuire, left-handed hitter. Shane at 237. He leads it off in the third. Swings, misses, and his bat goes flying. And it was caught off the screen behind the dugout. Wearing a windbreaker, so I'm guessing, well, obviously can't really tell who it is, but just very calmly, guy's standing at the railing of the dugout, the bat goes flying, it hits the screen above the first base dugout, and he just turns, there's a player, reaches out with his left hand, and catches the bat in midair. Okay. Don't try that at home. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. So Shane will do a little work on the baseball bat, and he stands back in. White has not given up a hit, just one walk and three strikeouts. 2-1 pitch down and away. Ball three, 3-1. Michael Goldberg and Cooper Bowman will follow. White pitching from the stretch, delivers, and this ball is fouled straight back. Count goes full, 3-2. Only 30 players all time have hit at least 50 home runs in a single season. 86 have racked up at least 20 triples in a season. That is a lot in both cases. Only one player has done both. Pitch from White, swung on. High fly ball left field. Looking up into the sun is Harris. Dustin there. He's waiting, and he's got it for the out. Fly ball to left field, and one man down. Here's Michael Goldberg.
Right fielder, Michael.
Now, this has been the same season, but it's still, again, it's remarkable. Only one player in history had a 50-plus home run season and a 20-plus triple season. So it's the second player we're looking for. We'll give you one more. Talk about crazy good numbers. A swing and a miss as Michael chases one down low. Right-handed hitter at 274. Couple of home runs, 13 driven in. Four of them on one swing at Northwest Arkansas in the opening series. Takes just outside from White. Count goes 1-1. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Nobody on and one man down. Third inning. Goldberg swings and misses. Oh, a good breaking pitch away at 88. Had him reaching. Goldberg will ask for time. Now steps back in. Putting that protective device on the left leg, the inside of the foot and the ankle. The line drive into right center field. A base hit for Michael Goldberg. And he will give a look, but will hold on there. Boy, good hustle and a terrific throw. I think that was Strom. Let me see. That was Kellen Strom retrieved that. Boy, a throw right on the bag at second. But Michael Goldberg with a base hit. And that was on a 1-2 count, so a good AB for Michael Goldberg. Michael has it. He's had his struggles of late, hitting right about 200 over his last seven games, but he is now three for his last four. Here's Cooper Bowman, one man on and one man down. Pitch to Bowman, down and away for a ball, 1-0. Let's look for one other player. Four guys have done it now, four ever in big league history, but he was the first to hit 50 or more home runs and steal 20 bases in the same season. He was the first ever to do it. So we're looking for three players. Pitch up high for a ball, two balls and no strikes. The only player with, this is stunning, 3,000 or more hits, a 300-plus batting average, 300 or more homers, and 300 or more stolen bases. Only one guy. Remarkable. To say the least, 2-0 pitch. Hard hit ball left side under the glove. Diving third baseman Biggers. Jacks made a good play, could not get there. Made the dive, but the ball got under him. And Cooper Bowman with a base hit. So the Rockhounds try to rally back a little here in the third. Back-to-back sharply hit balls.
Center fielder Lawrence Butler.
They were looking for a player, the only guy ever to have a 50-plus home run season and also a 20-plus triple season. 20 triples in a season is remarkable in itself. Only one guy has ever done both. And then the first to hit 50 or more homers and steal 20 or more bases in the same season. And we have a second pitch clock violation, this one against Owen White. It's 1-0 to Lawrence Butler. So looking for three players. Hilliard Office Solutions solution coming up. The answers are kind of cool. Here's the 1-0 stretch. Lawrence swings, ground ball to second. That might be two. To short for one on to first. It's going to be an easy double play. 4-6-3. Hit it sharply, but right out of Cunha. Boy, he has been front and center in this game as Luis Angel. So the hands got a couple of base hits. But a double play will put an end to the threat. We'll give you some numbers here in this ball game and give you those three players that we're looking for in our trivia. We have played three Saturday night baseball with fireworks to follow the game. You can actually still sneak on up. Love to have you here. Got a good bunch on hand tonight. Village Car Wash score after three, the Riders four, and the Rockhounds nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Riders leading this Saturday night, game five of the six-game series by a count of 4-0. Luis Angel Acuna has been big. He has a solo home run, an RBI double, and has scored a run. So Acuna has been involved directly in three of the four runs on the board. Chris Cease will lead it off. Sorry, Chris, high fly ball off the first pitch. Towards center field into right center, Goldberg and Butler, and it's Lawrence. Boy, that ball had a lot of air under it, and Cease will fly out to center. So one down very quickly on one pitch here in the fourth. To start the game, Jack Cushing struck Evan Carter out on three pitches, and Luis Angel Acuna took the next pitch and lined it into the right field bullpen, 1-0. Riders thought they scored in the second, but upon appeal, that run denied. Cushing delivers to the outside corner. It's Trevor Hauber. And Trevor sent one back up the middle. It hit Jack for an infield single. And swinging the foul away. That coming in the last inning. He was leading it off. Foul ball away, and it's 0-2. Jordan Procession on deck. But the Riders got a three spot in the third. Hauber led it off with a single. Evan Carter reached on a fielder's choice. And all three runs scoring with two out in the inning. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Hauber is out on strikes. That's the third strikeout for Jack Cushing. Each one of them is 1-2-3. Three pitches. And here's Jordan Procession. He is one of the other victims of the strikeout. With one on and two out, in the third, Acuna sent that line drive to center that got over the head of Lawrence Butler. Sun may have been a factor and also just a really well-hit ball. Check swing strike to Procession. It's 0-1. That scored Evan Carter with ease. Dustin Harris and Thomas Sajasi both walked, and then a two-run single by Kellen Strom made it 4-0. Check swing. That's a strike, and the count now goes to 0-2. The fastball was right down the chute, so Jordan will step out. Big, deep breath as he makes his timeout. Pitch clock resumes. 0-2 count. Bases empty in the fourth. Cushing looking in. Long look for the sign. Now into the motion, the 0-2, and that ball hit in the air to center field. And actually, it'll barely get onto the grass, drifting over. Making the catch is Darryl Vernays. Second baseman handles that just on the outfield grass. So for the first time in this game, the Riders go in order, 1-2-3 in the fourth. Trivia answer when we return. And after 3.5 innings of play, Village Car Wash score reads the Bristol Rough Riders 4 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Daryl Hernandez will lead it off in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Owen White fires a swing and a miss. The pitch just ran away from the right-handed hitter. Daryl, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Three strikeouts and one walk for Owen White. Couple of base hits, but no damage. Here's a hard hit ball at shortstop, but that'll be handled by Cease. Sets up and throws and got him. Sharply hit ball, but within the reach on one hop of shortstop Chris Cease. One man down, and the batter will be Greg Eichmann. All right, let's see. We're looking for three different players. Well, we're looking for three players. I guess I should put it that way. Who is the only player in Major League history with at least 3,000 hits, a 300-plus average, and more than 300 home runs and more than 300 stolen bases? A lot of folks think maybe the best overall player ever. I happen to be one of those people. Willie Mays. Pitched down, drops down to Greg Dykeman for ball one. So answer number one would be Willie Mays. Looking for three players here. The 1-0 to Dykeman. Just outside. Two balls, no strikes. This is kind of a cool stat in itself. Only 30 players all time have at least 50 home runs in a season. I thought it would have been more than that. Pitch high for a ball. So the count 3-0 now to Greg Dykeman. A little unusual for Owen White. The walk earlier in this game, only his eighth of the year. Here's the 3-0. And make it another one. Is that's ball four. So White misses up in a four-pitch walk. Only 30 guys have hit 50 home runs or more in a season. 30 of them. 86 have hit at least 20 triples in a season. But only one guy, only one, has done both of those things in a career. Willie Mays. You sense a pattern forming here. Logan Davidson, the batter, struck out looking his first time up. They shade him up the middle due to the riders at shortstop. Pitch just outside to Logan for ball one. Third baseman Biggers is shading well towards second and is about a half step behind the bag is all, so he's playing in. 4-0 riders. We're in the bottom of the fourth with one on and one man down. Davidson waits, stretched by White, long set, and this pitch is swung on and belted to right field, and that's not coming back. That ball is gone. That's on the berm and gone. Logan Davidson, second home run of the season, second home run of the series, and he ripped them both. Thought that ball might be in the bullpen. It wasn't. That was over the bullpen, onto the berm. Logan Davidson brings home Greg Dykeman. Boy, the Rockhounds. This is a fireworks night crowd, so basically almost everybody, they're not going anywhere before the game is over. So the Rockhounds give them something to cheer about here. It's a 4-2 game. Well, the two home runs Logan Davidson has hit in this series have been some. Here's a ball hit back up middle by Ironman. That's a base hit. Just out of the reach of Chris Cease, the shortstop, just not quite able to get there. Ball hit right back up the middle of the Rockhounds now. One on, one man down, two runs in. Fourth base hit of the game. Jeremy Ironman had already extended that on-base streak to 14, but he now has a base hit. Here's Lazaro Armenteros. Left-handed hitter, struck out his first time. Swings, bounces one toward third, and that's going to get down the line for a base hit. Biggers made the reach, could not get there. Logan will have to hold up at second. Good hustle by Dustin Harris to get to the ball and track it down. Lazaro Armenteros with a base hit, and the Rockhounds have four consecutive base runners here against Owen White.
Catcher Shane.
Now here's Shane McGuire. And catcher Jordan Procession, the veteran, will go out for a conversation. Let's see, what's the third player we were looking for? Who was the first ever? There have been four total ever, but he was the first. 50 or more home runs and 20 or more steals in the same season. In unison now. The answer? Yeah, Willie Mays. So the three players we were looking for, three of the most remarkable accomplishments in baseball history, the answers in order, left to right and alphabetically, are Willie Mays, Willie Mays, and Willie Mays. The Say Hey Kid, I still a kid, turns 92 today. Well, best all-around ball player ever? You can make a case for sure. There's a ball hit out towards second. Backhanded out as shortstop for one and on the first. Yep, double play. Second double play in as many innings. So Shane McGuire bounces into another 4-6-3. Rockhounds, boy, had something going. That'll take some of the steam out of it, but it's two runs, three base hits and a walk, no errors, and a man left on base. Let's see. Well, it's only fair. I'll give you a trivia question coming up, a little bonus from Hilliard, that the answer is not Willie Mays. But the first three, yeah, Willie Mays. After four, Village Car Wash score. The Rough Riders 4, the Rockhounds 2.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
What a beautiful, warm Saturday evening in West Texas. Fireworks night at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 4-2. Frisco leads the Rockhounds. Jack Cushing down for the fifth. He'll face the top of the order, Evan Carter, about to stand in. Let's see, he'll give you a trivia question. One more, just a little bonus. We're talking about amazing accomplishments. Maybe one that the answer isn't Willie Mays. The only two players in big league history, multiple seasons of at least a .320 batting average, 25 homers, and 30 stolen bases. Sounds rather random, but only two guys have ever done it. The answer is not Willie Mays. Here's the pitch up high for a ball to Evan Carter, ball one. Evan 0 for 2, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. Struck out on three pitches, in fact, to start the game. Jack Cushing with a 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Well, Rockhound's giving the fans something to cheer about here, and it's a good bunch. Good night for fireworks. The breeze is pretty, not much at all by West Texas standards. Foul away, the count goes 2-1. Two balls and one strike. The rest of this plate appearance come up with the, and actually are two, but I'm up with one of the guys who has a swing and a bouncer foul. It's 2-2 now to Evan Carter, left-handed hitter. More than one season in which he hits 320 or better, 25 or more homers, and 30 stolen bases. That's a season right there. Only two guys have ever done it. Here is the 2-2 pitch, and that is rolled out towards shortstop. Cooper Bowman will make the play. Boy, you got to get it there in a hurry. Carter runs really well, but he is out. No one man down in the fifth. I told you the answer is not Willie Mays. The answer is Mike Trout. The other guy? I know, I couldn't fool you. That's right. The other guy is Willie Mays. Willie Mays, boy, if there are two names on a list, and your name is one of them, and the other is Willie Mays, and you're a baseball player, you're good. He's a swing, and I miss, boy, Acuna. I don't know where he was trying to send that baseball, but it's nowhere near here. Wow, did he swing at that. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Backup delivery of beauty called strike, and it's 0-2. Luis Angel, not the biggest guy in the world, but, boy, first pitch he swung at. He swung. Here's the 0-2. Swings and fouls this one away. The count still 0-2. Dustin Harris will follow here in the fifth inning. Rough Riders 4, Rockhounds 2 on the home run by Logan Davidson. Acuna homered in the first. He doubled his last time. Takes down and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Right-handed hitter waits. Upright stance. Points that bat straight to the sky. Swings and misses. Comes up empty and Cushing with a strikeout. Oh, a good breaking pitch by the native Texan. Two men down. Fourth strikeout for Jack. And here is Dustin Harris. Willie Mays turns 92 today. Had 660 home runs. Widely considered, I think, completely considered one of the best defensive center fielders of all time. Probably made the greatest play of all time. 54 World Series. Swing and a hard-hit ball. Gloved by Logan Davidson. Knee-high, line drive toward the line. Logan got it. Boy, Harris turned on that pitch and laced it. But Logan will make the play. So we are midway through Saturday evening baseball. 1-2-3 inning here in the fifth for Rockhounds right-hander Jack Cushing. To the bottom of the fifth, Village Car Wash score. Riders 4 and the Rockhounds 2.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're bonding here.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Michael Goldberg leads it off. He's one for one with a single in this game. Takes down and away from Owen White. Bottom half of the fifth inning is underway. Top of the order on deck, Cooper Bowman and Lawrence Butler. Owen White back to work. He has given up two runs on five hits, couple of walks, three strikeouts. He misses here, and it's two balls, no strikes to Michael Goldberg. Right-handed hitting right fielder came up with a beautiful catch earlier in this game. turned it into a double play on an appeal. Ground ball to second base. Sharply hit, but Acuna right there makes the play on the throw. Goldberg is out. Sharply hit ball, handled by Acuna. Real quick thought on Willie Mays, 660 home runs in. As I mentioned a little earlier with Ted Williams, two of the greatest hitters of all time. Those are two guys that, even though everything is so much different now, and I understand the game is different, I really do, but those guys are, those are unique talents. They would play just, do just fine today. But both Ted Williams and Willie Mays missed significant time due to military service. Pitched down and away to Cooper Bowman. Cooper, one for two. Ted Williams missed virtually all of five seasons. Willie Mays missed two early in his career. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2-0. So that's 700 home run club. Give Willie Mays two more seasons to put together a total of 40. I think the odds are pretty good. 2-0 pitch. Backup delivery, a called strike, and it's 2-1. Well, May 6th is Willie Mays' birthday. I had a friend. Now, he was an elected official, but I promise you, in this case, what's the word I'm looking for? Line drive up the middle, and Acuna made the catch! Went airborne, edge of the grass, behind the bag at second. Acuna made that play. Absolutely terrific. Ranging to his right, he's been the shortstop through this series. He's playing second base this evening. Got a great jump on a shot back up the middle by Cooper Bowman. Went absolutely airborne, horizontal to the ground, and gloved that ball just off the blades of the grass. Sensational stuff by Acuna. Now here's Lawrence Butler. Takes an off-speed pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, my friend was an elected official in Washington State, but he was the state auditor, so it wasn't exactly at least not at the time. It wasn't a controversial thing at all. And he was very popular, by the way. He's a really good guy, and I won't even say which party he was affiliated with. He was actually very popular in both parties. I think he got 65% of the vote last time he ran. He's a cool guy, really cool guy. In addition to being a politician, the 0-2 bounces up there. But he was a big fan of rock and roll music. He was a big Beach Boys fan, among others. We had a couple of mutual friends who were musicians. But he was a huge Willie Mays fan. And on this date, May 6th, in the Capitol building in Washington State, not D.C., but in Olympia, Washington, it would be Willie Mays' birthday day with chocolate cupcakes with bright orange frosting and Willie's number on it. Cool as that pitch, woo, just up high. Owen thought he had a strikeout, and if he missed, he didn't miss by a bunch. That was always kind of cool. Brian Sontag, good, good guy. Here's a two-ball, two-strike pitch, plus anybody you know, who brings Willie Mays cupcakes for Willie's birthday to the Capitol building of any state, no matter your affiliation, your thoughts, your preferences, anything of the sort, that's pretty cool. Had a drum set in his office. He was not your typical politician, I would say. Here's the 2-2. That's fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. At that time, I hadn't been back to my home state in a long time, really, and certainly not for any length of time, but at that time, there were four big offices on the main floor, and one of them was the governor. I think governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, perhaps, in Brian's office. Ground ball right side, and Acuna at the shoe tops makes the play, flips to first for the out. Well, that wasn't a web jam, but that was nicely handled. So a 1-2-3 inning, thanks entirely to Luis Angel Acuna, who made all three plays, and the one in the middle was flat out stunning. For a moment, you just got your pocket picked. Momentum Bank Ballpark, we have played five, and our Village Car Wash score reads Frisco 4, the Rockhounds 2.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Briscoe got the first four. Rockhounds have the last two. We go to the top half of inning number six. Some totals here in a moment. Boy, Luis Angel Acuna has been, as they used to say in old-time hockey, the man of the match. As Charles Hall will come on to pitch. Jack Cushing goes five innings. Gives up five base hits, four runs, all earned, a couple of walks and four strikeouts. Acuna in this game, a solo home run on the first pitch he saw of the game in the first inning. An RBI double on a line drive to center over Lawrence Butler's head in the third, and he scored a run after. And has just made the defensive play of the game on a diving catch on a low line drive up the middle. Acuna has been front and center. First pitch swing, foul back up the bat of Thomas Sajesi. Sajesi has walked and bounced out to the pitcher in two trips. So Frisco 4, Rockhounds 2. Each team with five base hits, neither team has an error. 0-1 pitch, sliced foul out of play, quickly 0-2. Woo, boy, that got into the seat. Oh, guy caught it on a carom over the shoulder. That's a pretty good catch right there. Wow. 0-2 count. Not quite as good as Acuna, although he's not wearing a glove as the guy in the stands. Pitch down low for ball, it's 1-2. That ball hit off the facade of the stadium, directly on a down angle into the seats. The guy made the catch over the shoulder. Came in from behind him. Got himself a baseball man. You catch a foul ball, get a round of applause. That's a good night at the ballpark. One ball and two strikes to count. Rockhounds really playing to pull. So JC, a right-handed hitter, and third baseman Jeremy Ironman is shading the line noticeably. Pitch misses here, 2-2. Charles Hall on out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, shallow center field, right center. Butler, Goldberg, anybody? It's Lawrence. He will clutch it with a certain amount of flair. Actually, two-handed that, did Butler, so the fly ball out, one man down. And here's Kellen Strom. Doubled in the second. Was called out on what turned into a 9-2-5 double play upon appeal. They said he left third base too early, trying to tag up on a would-be sacrifice fly. And that was a tremendous catch by Michael Goldberg right at the shoe tops. First pitch swung on and it's lined into right field. And this ball's got a chance to do some damage. Reaching out. Oh, making the catch. Goldberg over the shoulder. Boy, some terrific defense in this series. Well, that was nicely handled. That ball hit right at him. We're going to get a second look at this one on the board. I like that. We've got a little replay going there. It's nicely handled. About a stride short of the track, over the shoulder, reached up, hauled it in. Two men down for Jax Biggers. Left-handed hitter. He's the third baseman. Two out, top of the sixth. Field in shadows now. Has been for a few minutes. Called strike. Got there down the middle, 0-1. Charles Hall making appearance number 8. ERA is almost 8. 7.94. Hard to figure with Charles. He's coming off a terrific season a year ago. Pitch drops down low. One ball, one strike. The ball dribbled loose. So Jax Biggers took a couple little bouncy steps over to it and niftily kicked the ball. Gently, by the way. Just kicked it slowly and nicely to the bat boy. The assist to Jax. Good backdoor pitch and a breaking ball for a strike. 1-2. Off-speed pitch just froze the left-handed hitter. Biggers, a perfect sacrifice bunt back in the second. Bounced out to first baseman Logan Davidson his last time. 0-1. 1-2 pitch. High and away for a ball. 2-2. Again, a little bit of breeze, but 10 miles an hour or so, give or take either way. Anywhere from flagpole to flagpole toward left field or slightly outward. 2-2. Lifted that way. High fly ball to left, but Won't carry very far. Plenty of time and room. Drifting over to make the catch is Armenteros. So Lazaro's got it. And the inning comes to an end. So that is now 10 consecutive batters retired by Jack Cushing and Charles Hall in this game. And the lead stays at 2. We go to the bottom half of the 6th. Village Car Wash, score of our ball game. Frisco 4, Rockhounds 2.
Stay's reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Daryl Renee's, Greg Dykeman, and Logan Davidson will be the trio to face Owen White, right-hander, into his 6th inning of work. Mentioned Owen was a second rounder in the 2018 draft. So he's been around a little while, but he was drafted out of high school. So, yeah, he's still young, 23 years of age. Drafted out of Carson High School in China Grove, North Carolina. Love that. Well, the start of last year, he's been a good prospect anyway, but he really busted out. Finds the outside corners of Daryl Hernandez, 0-1. Daryl, a strikeout and a bounce out to shortstop, 0-2. A two-run game, bottom of the 6th. Swinging a foul straight back, it's 0-2. Started the year last year with Hickory in the South Atlantic League, Advanced 8. Now, the ERA won't jump out at you, 3.99. But he struck out 81 batters in 59 innings. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Speaking of, he gets Hernandez here on 3 pitches. And Daryl out on strikes. He's been swinging the bat extremely well. It's 4 strikeouts for Owen. When he came up to Double-A Frisco, the ERA dropped down to 2.5, 2.49. Now that's only 4 starts, mind you. And he struck out 23 batters, walked only 4 in his stint with the Riders, and helped Frisco win the title a year ago in the Texas League. Pitched down low for a ball, 1-0, as did Evan Carter, both called up late in the season. Greg Dykeman, 0-1, with a walk and a run scored. White comes back, fires a fastball, and it's a called strike, 1-1. Greg Dykeman, left-handed hitter at 239. That was coming into the game. Pitch is a swinging bunt. Is it fair or foul? Foulable. Count is 1-2. Let's turn from Astound Broadband a couple of moments ago. I know we're doing old school here today. Didn't really mean that. But, you know, hey, if it's Willie Mays' birthday, that's a good thing. But it was on this date, Babe Ruth hit his first home run, 1915, first of 714. He was the starting pitcher that day. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ball in the dirt, but it's retrieved by Procession, and Jordan will throw to first base for the out. So back-to-back strikeouts here for Owen White. His 4th and 5th of the game, 2 men down, bases empty for Logan Davidson. He struck out his first time and ripped a 2-run homer his last time.
First baseman Logan Davidson.
And appropriately, Babe Ruth hit his first home run ever while pitching for the Boston Red Sox, and he did it against the Yankees. Of course, it wasn't at Yankee Stadium. It was at the Polo Grounds because they hadn't built the stadium yet because Babe Ruth wasn't a Yankee yet. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. That was 1915 on this date. He hit his 11th home run. I'll tell you why I mentioned that. His 11th home run. Here's a swing and a fly ball to a very shallow center. Shortstop out, Chris Ceason. He will glove it, so both teams will go 1-2-3 here in the sixth, and the Rockhounds going very quietly, Owen White. And now he has retired 7 in a row since getting into a little bit of trouble and giving up the 2 runs in the fourth inning. So we have played 6 fireworks night at this ballpark. And the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, after 6 complete Village Car Wash score, the Riders on top 4-2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And, of course, tomorrow being Sunday, Family Sunday, Rockhounds and Rough Riders will finish this series. 1 o'clock will be our first pitch tomorrow afternoon. Going to be summertime tomorrow. Mid to upper 90s, we understand. Chris Cease will be the batter. He leads it off in the stretch inning. And takes a pitch from Charles Hall on the outside corner, 0-1. Infield in shadows now. Still very warm evening, of course, but... Well, just gorgeous. Not a lot of wind and not enough to really affect the baseball, and that's a good thing. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. Make this real quick, but Babe Ruth hit his first ever home run this date, 1915. Babe Ruth, you heard of him. 3 years later to the date, he hit another home run. 3 years. It was his 11th. This bouncer foul over the top of it was Cease. Chris has flown out to right field on that terrific catch by Michael Goldberg that turned into the 9-2-5 double play, and he flew out to center his last time. And, I mention it because in 1918, when Babe hit his 11th home run, it was his first game as a position player, and the Red Sox GM didn't really want him to do it. They wanted him to keep pitching. And he was a really good pitcher. There's a called third strike on the inside edge. Boy, that just got there. It's just down and up to get over the inside corner on a high-edge strike. Charles Hall with his first strikeout, fifth of the game for the Rockhounds. Here's Trevor Howard. Trevor Hover, the first baseman, a single off pitcher Jack Cushing, figuratively and literally in the third inning, struck out in the fourth against Cushing. Hover waits, swings and fouls it back, 0-1. No balls in the strike. Jordan Procession on deck. Top of the seventh. Riders with a 4-2 lead. Lead team with a home run in this game. 0-1 pitch, but just outside. One ball and one strike. Hall comes set. Hands between the belt and the letters. Backdoor pitch, but just wide. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Didn't miss by much with either one of those pitches. Charles out of Tusculum University. 33rd rounder. This pitch swung on and missed. Count evens up, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Trevor comes into this game hitting just under 200, 197, so he's 1-for-2 in the game. That'll bump his average up, one would think, to about 200. He's 2-for-13 in the series, left-handed hitter. 2-2 pitch, bounced toward first base. Logan Davidson will make the play, and he will underhand to Charles Hall covering. Got there just in time and handled the ball for the out. 3-1 put out, two men down in the seventh.
Now batting number 27, Jordan Procession.
Both pitching staffs getting tough. And some really good defense behind both guys in this game, especially the Acuna catch. That was just tremendous at coming into fifth inning. Jordan Procession has struck out and popped out to second baseman Darryl Hernandez. Charles Hall set, delivers a swing and a miss. Breaking pitch in. Well, that got to the plate and just vaporized. Top of the order, Evan Carter and Luis Angel Acuna be the next two. Boy, Acuna is just huge in this game. Breaking pitch and a beauty. Called strike. Well, it's got the outside half of the plate around the outside corner. Count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. So the scoreboard has 1-0. Look out. It is actually 0-2. We'll get it caught up. Procession asking for time. Nobody on. Two down. Top of the seventh inning. Ball comes set. 0-2 count. Stretch, kick, and pitch. Breaking ball. Popped in the air. Left side. Foul ground. Anybody going to get a chance at it? McGuire. Can he reach? He got it on the railing. Shane McGuire with a terrific catch. Reached across the railing of the Frisco dugout and got it in that catcher's mitt, and the inning is over. Nicely handled. Rockhounds pitching has now retired 13 batters in a row. So the pitching staff giving the Rockhounds an opportunity to come back, still trailing by two. A great invention in baseball on this date a while ago, but it's still very much there's one here. We have one. We'll tell you about it. Trivia coming up. Non-Googleable variety. Village Car Wash score taking out to the ballgame time. Leaves the Rough Riders 4 and the Rockhounds 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Nick Starr comes out of the Frisco bullpen. He will relieve Owen White, who is really solid in this game. Six innings, five hits, a couple of runs, both coming on the two-run home run by Logan Davidson. He walked two and struck out five, so Owen White remains the pitcher of record. Nick Starr comes on in the seventh inning in this two-run ballgame. Starr makes his eighth appearance. He's 1-2, ERA a little over seven. 12 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 16 hits. He flat doesn't walk anybody. He has one walk and 16 strikeouts. So a little over a hit per inning, but a 1.34 whip, which is very solid. Opposition hits 320 against him. So Nick Starr to the mound in the seventh, and Jeremy Ironman will lead it off. Jeremy is 1-for-1, a walk and a single. Lazaro Armenteros on deck, and Shane McGuire made the great catch a moment ago. Will bat third. Jeremy takes inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Okay, it's a million years ago. Didn't mean to go ultra old school on you today. This goes way back, but it's still very viable today. Pitch up and in, two balls, no strikes. It was Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Exposition Park, long, long time ago. The Pirates were playing the Cubs. 2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss, 2-1 to Jeremy. And it was the first time that this had ever been utilized in a ballpark. Pirates were the first to do it. It's wonderfully logical. Here's a foul ball away. It's 2-2. So much so that it obviously caught on, and I would think pretty quickly. And there is one of these in certainly every major league, minor league, almost, I would think, every college facility. 2-2 is just up and away. Full count, 3-2 to Jeremy Ironman. Nick Starr, tall right-hander, settles in, gives a little twist and tug, the 3-2 pitch, swing and I missed. He got him. Fastball up at 93, and Jeremy out on strikes. I mentioned Rockhounds pitching has retired 13 in a row. Riders have now retired 8 in a row, and one of those in double play, so 9 outs on 8 batters in a row retired. Here's Lazaro Armenteros. Strike out and a base hit. Sent a single down the left field line against Owen Whitey's last time. Broken bat, pop up in a shallow center field. Acuna over his head, he reaches this guy and can't make the play. Base hit for Armenteros, and his bat absolutely split right down the barrel. Well, yeah, two pieces of lumber left after that, so Lazaro with a base hit. A little pop up, but it dropped. And guess who almost got there? It was Acuna. Boy, he covered some ground. Kind of scramble, looked back over his shoulder. Ball didn't have a whole lot of air under it. And Acuna, with a great effort, could not get there. One on, one out, tying run at the plate. Shane McGuire, left-handed hitting catcher. Michael Goldberg waiting on deck. Pitch over the outside half called strike 0-1. The item we are looking for, there is one. Again, virtually every ballpark, certainly every professional park. When it is in use, it's really visible. When it's not in use, it's less visible, but it's still here. Pitch inside. One ball, one strike. And while it was developed a long time ago, 1906, I think, almost surprised it took that long to have somebody come up with the idea. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Up and away for a ball. 2-1 the count. Imagine there is one here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. It's down the right field side. At least now. And I don't think we'll have to use it tonight. Swinging a foul out of play. Two balls and two strikes. What do you suppose it is? Pirates, first to use it. Has to do with weather. Little protective thing. The Pirates on this date utilized the infield tarp. First one ever. Swing the ball sharply hit. Left side base hit. Into left center field. Armenteros will turn and he will easily come to third. Boy, he's got long strides. Base hit for Shane McGuire. Went the opposite way. They had him played up the middle, did the Riders, with Chris Cease, the shortstop. So it was Jax Biggers who came closer to it but could not get there. Armenteros got a good jump, and he comes around first to third, so the Rockhounds now tying runs on base. The batter is Michael Goldberg. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Bottom of the seventh, 4-2 Frisco. Pitch to Michael. Makes a backup pitch for a strike. Fastball with some movement on it. Started maybe off the inside corner. Just got enough. Backup action over the inside edge for a strike. Starr comes set. 0-1 count. Runners there leads. Pitch to Goldberg. That's a called strike. Boy, knee-high outside corner. We talk about using both sides of the plate. Starr has done that beautifully to jump ahead in the count. 0-2 here. Riders play Michael to pull in left field. He swings and bounces one toward third, and it's off the glove of Biggers. He leaped, but he couldn't get there. RBI single for Goldberg. It's a 4-3 game. That's Michael's 14th RBI of this season. It was sharply hit. Biggers was cheating in just a little bit. He leaped and actually deflected that ball, but could not hang on to it, understandably. So it's first and second. Now the tying run in scoring position, Cooper Bowman is the batter. Again, big bunch on hand. I mentioned that for this reason. Pitch backs up, inside corner called strike to Cooper. He has popped to short, single to left, and he was the guy who flat out got robbed, and I mean spell that in capital letters, from the diving catch by Luis Angel Acuna. Pitch to Cooper. Strike two. Boy, again, an 0-2 count. And Goldberg, that base hit that drives in a run came on an 0-2 pitch. And now Cooper down 0-2. Lawrence Butler is on deck. Shane McGuire, the lead runner on at second. Goldberg at first. Pitch to Cooper. Swings and fouls it back. And the count 0-2. Yeah, big crowd. Fireworks will follow this game. So it's largely, for the most part anyway, especially on a night like this, it's beautiful, so it's a captive audience. The Riders led 4-0. The Rockhounds have chipped away. It's 4-3. Two on, one out, one in. 0-2 pitch. Down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Cooper, top of the order. Still the league's leading thief. One steal ahead of the often-mentioned Mr. Acuna. The 1-2 pitch. Called third strike inside corner. Well, Cooper thought it was in, but it got there. Called third strike. Two men down. So Nick Starr with a big strikeout there. He struck out two batters in the inning. And now here's Lawrence Butler.
Center fielder Lawrence Butler.
He's 0-for-3 in this game. Acuna made a nice play on ball that Lawrence hit to end the fifth inning. Acuna handled all three outs or assists in that inning, including the line drive, the brilliant catch. Butler, big swing and a miss. Lawrence comes up empty 0-1. So he's 0-for-3 in this game. Average will drop just under 300. Orange spikes and orange batting gloves for Lawrence. A big swing and a miss. Boy, he is quickly down to the count 0-2. So three straight batters now for Nick Starr. He has gotten ahead 0-2. Goldberg got the base hit. Cooper Bowman struck out looking, and now it's 0-2 to Butler. Two on, two out. Pitch to Lawrence, and he fouled it back, and the count stays 0-2. Our broadcast and non-Googleable trivia brought your way by Bud Light, our friends at Standard Sales. See you tomorrow afternoon just before 1 o'clock for the series finale. Long set Star, 0-2 pitch to Butler, swings and fly ball, shallow center field to carry a little but not a lot. Carter is there. He waits, and he's got it for the out. So the Rockhounds draw within one. One run on three consecutive base hits. Armenteros, McGuire, and Goldberg. Michael getting the RBI. The Rockhounds draw within one. And we are bound for the top half of the eighth inning. Totals coming up in a moment. Village Car Wash score through 7. Riders 4, Rockhounds 3.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Seventh innings in the books. Good ball game this evening. The Riders got out on top 4-0. The Rockhounds have drawn within one after 7 innings. For the Rough Riders, it's 4 runs in this ball game on 5 base hits. Neither team has committed an error, and there have been, boy, at least 3 or 4 just tremendous defensive plays in this game. So 4-5-0 for the Rough Riders, 3-8-0 for the Rockhounds.
Leading off of Briscoe, number 11, Evan Carter.
So top of the order in the top of the eighth, Evan Carter, then the guy who's really been the difference in this game. Luis Angel Acuna and Dustin Harris will follow. Top third of the order, same three guys all 5 games. First pitch swing, fly ball center field into right center. Goldberg and Butler. and Lawrence will haul it in. One pitch, one swing, one high fly ball into right center, and one away in the eighth. Well, here is Luis Angel Acuña. He struck out his last time, and that's the only thing he's done that hasn't been anywhere from good to amazing. Right-handed hitter. Homered on the first pitch he saw of this game in the top of the first. Takes down and away for a ball from Charles Hall for ball one. Charles into his third inning of work in relief of Jack Cushing. Owen White went the first six for the Rough Riders. Acuña, right-handed hitter, those bright yellow batting gloves, swings, fly ball, center field, going back is Butler, still going back, backpedaling, he will haul it in. My goodness, that was well hit. Lawrence Butler caught that ball about one long stride onto the warning track in absolutely straightaway center field, and that's 4-10 to the wall. So Acuña is retired, but he got all of that ball. Now Dustin Harris. Dustin 0 for 3. He walked and scored in the third inning. He's flown to center and lined out sharply to first baseman Logan Davidson. Swings ground ball right side. That's Hernandez. He's got it flipped to first. Boy, what an outstanding job. Jack Cushing and Charles Hall have now retired 16 consecutive batters in this game. But the Rough Riders still lead the contest. In the bottom half of the eighth inning we go. A one-run game and a good one going Texas League style tonight. Village Car Wash score. The Riders 4, the Rockhounds 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Last of the eighth, Darryl Hernandez looking at a first pitch well in. Swing to the second pitch he sees. High fly ball, deep in the left center field. Got a chance to do some damage. It will drop. It'll find the face of the wall, just the left side of the batter's eye. Woo, boy, we got back just in time. I apologize. That was slow broadcaster. Darryl Hernandez took a pitch up and in, and he took the next pitch and drove it right about the 394 mark, deep left center field, just wide of the batter's eye, and the tying run is in scoring position, nobody down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Darryl had the huge game last night. He went 3-for-4, single, double, triple. He was 0-for-3 in this, but he is now, in the last two nights, 4-for-8 with a single, two doubles, and a three-bagger. Now Greg Dykeman, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Greg takes right down the middle, called strike from Nick Starr, 0-1. Hernandez, by the way, runs very well. Dykeman waits from the left side, 0-1 count. Starr looks at the runner, comes to the plate. Ball swung on, sent in the air, center field, not deep. Carter got a good jump. He'll track it down with ease. Hernandez, well, oh, he is going to try to come to third, and he will get there. That was interesting. He hesitated, it appeared. And that ball just deep enough to push the runner to third. That is huge.
First baseman, Logan Davidson.
Now Logan Davidson. He drove in the first two Rockhounds runs with a two-run line drive home run to right. So, last of the eighth, fireworks night crowd ensconced. A one-run game tying run at third infield in, and that is going to bring pitching coach Joe Goble out to the dugout. Hounds and Rough Riders tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. If you're watching on Bally's Live and MILB TV from the Metroplex after 2 weeks on the road, the Riders are heading back home. They will open a two-week home stand on Tuesday. They will host the Wichita Windsor. Windsor are really struggling all of a sudden. They lost again, I do believe. Yeah, lost 5-1 to Northwest Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas is hot all of a sudden. So that'll be Tuesday night, Wind Surge and the Rough Riders at Riders Field at 6:05. Got a morning game, a couple of morning games in an upcoming homestand, so the Riders are heading for home. The Rockhounds will go to Amarillo, first visit to the Panhandle on the year, and that'll start Tuesday. And the Hounds are back home a week from Tuesday, hosting somebody, San Antonio, thank you. Here's Logan Davidson now, runner at third, first pitch, swing and a miss. Bluff throw by Jordan Procession, the catcher, and diving back into the bag is Hernandez. So, runner at third with one man down, infield in. Logan down in the count, 0-1. Outfield has him straight away pretty much. Pitch to Davidson, hard hit ball, base hit, tie game. He singles to right field. That'll plate Hernandez. We are all even up. Logan Davidson. Boy, so, and again, this is not meant as a cheerleading thing at all, but Logan, again, like Jeremy Ironman, who now comes to the plate, third season at the double-A level, and up to that really slow start, but really has been swinging the bats well. He said for the last couple of weeks plus. Now here's Jeremy Ironman. It's 4-4. Takes called strike inside corner. Just got there from Starr. So blown save for Nick Starr. He is now the pitcher of record, as is Charles Hall now for the Rockhounds. Hounds have activity in the bullpen. Pitch called strike 0-2. One on, one out. Logan runs every once in a while, has one steal, one caught stealing. But this game now even up in the last of the eighth. Pitch to Wireman, sliced it foul, straight back out of play, still 0-2. Jeremy Ironman at the plate. Lazaro on Armenteros, rather, is in the on-deck circle or close to it. Biggers, the third baseman, shades the line against Ironman, and he swings and misses. Jeremy chased one down and away. Well, he's 1-for-3, a walk, a couple of strikeouts. That on-base streak safely extended to 15 tonight for Jeremy. And now here is Lazaro Armenteros. He is 2-for-3, a strikeout and a pair of singles. Well, there is one streak that's in some serious danger. That's Lawrence Butler, pitched way up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lawrence 0-for-4. He's reached base in 19 in a row. He may get another chance. Not sure the Rockhounds would like that to happen. They'd like to do something here. Pitch on. Lazaro is hit by that pitch. Up and in. Got him. So down to second base goes Logan Davidson. And that certainly could be key. That puts the potential go-ahead run in scoring position. Shane McGuire, who started the seventh inning rally with a flare single to center field. He continued it. Lazaro had singled to center. And McGuire went opposite way, singled into left center field. And he comes to the plate here, 1-for-3. Two on and two out. It is now a four-all tie. Swings and drives it, but foul. Boy, jumped on that pitch and drove a line drive. Right field corner and beyond, but well foul. Count is 0-1. Armenteros, and we have seen Lazaro can really run. Mentioned Logan Davidson, not a base stealer type, but can run a little bit to be sure. They are at first and second, two men down, and it is now a four-all tie. Time called by Shane McGuire. Michael Goldberg, who is at a 2-for-3 night, is on deck. But again, two down here in the eighth. We are now even up, four apiece. McGuire waits, pitch, down and in. Ball one, one ball and one strike. Shane, 237 coming into this game. 1-for-3 in this one. Christian pitch. Fly ball center field, not deep. Carter will come on. Campton waiting, and he's got it. But the Rockhounds have come all the way back. The Riders got the first four, and the Rockhounds have so far gotten the next four. And we are going to the top half of the ninth. The sky isn't quite yet pitch black anyway, so I guess we might as well play a little more baseball here before the fireworks take center stage. After eight complete, Village Car Wash score now reads Frisco 4 and the Rockhounds 4.
At Texas Ford Dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Chase Cohen comes on to pitch. We go to the top of the ninth, and we are all tied up. Thomas the J.C. will lead it off with the Rough Riders, and Chase's first pitch. Boy, swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying over the screen on the Frisco dugout. We've seen two or three bats go airborne in this game, so 0-1 to Sajasi. Kellen Strom and Jax Biggers will follow in the ninth inning. The Riders took a 1-0 lead, top of the first. Luis Angel Acuna with a solo home run. They built the lead to 4-0 in the third inning. An RBI double by Acuna. And then a 2-run single with two out. A big swing of the bat in this game from Kellen Strong. That drove in two. That made it a 4-0 game. The Hounds got two on the Logan Davidson home run in the fourth. And got single runs in the seventh and in the eighth against Nick Starr. Cohen set, so J.C. ready to go. Backup pitches up and in, 92. Count is one ball and one strike. He's got a run and a couple of base hits in the eighth inning. Leadoff double was big in that frame from Hernandez. Pitch, hard hit ball, left side, clean base hit. Well, it might even have been a broken bat, just the way the bat sounded, but Sajasi is on. And that breaks a string of 16 consecutive batters retired since the Kellen Strom two-run single.
Please report to the Diamond Club cash out. That's Sandy Hager and Kevin Bowen. Please go to the Diamond Club.
So 16 in a row set down. But a base hit for Sajasi. He's on at first, nobody out. Kellen Strom, is he bunting? Let's see what the Riders are going to do. Nope, swinging away, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Sajasi, the base runner. Strom is the batter. Jax Biggers on deck. Chris Cease is in the hole. Four all tie, top of the ninth inning. Cohen set. Best ball, just down low. Count one ball and one strike. Chase making his seventh appearance, I beg your pardon. 2.79 earned run average. He's 2-0 in relief. One ball, one strike. Breaking pitch down and away. Good stop by McGuire. Boy, the little things in a ball game, that pitch is in the dirt. And if you don't get your job done there, you've got a go-ahead run in scoring position. So a favorable count now for Kellen Strom. Jeremy Ironman in a no-doubles defense on the third base side. Logan Davidson holding the runner on at first. The 2-1 set by Cohen. Pitch to Strom. Little chopper toward third. Charging his Ironman, and he bobbled it. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll see. Well, that'll go. That'll give him a base hit. Just a little bouncer by Strom. And, again, you have to make everything perfectly there to have the chance at it. So that'll go as a base hit. And it's 2-1 now and nobody down. So after 16 in a row, we're retired. And, of course, just to get to this juncture of the game, the job done by Jack Cushing in his last two and a third. And Charles Hall faced nine batters in three innings, nine up, nine down. That was big, as Shane McGuire now will go out and talk with Chase Cohen. But that 16 in a row retired began with the final out of the third inning. The Rockhounds got on the board in the fourth on the two-run home run by Logan, and then scored single runs in the seventh and eighth, all during that span of 16 in a row retired by the bullpen. Comeback, of course, now in some jeopardy as it's a four-all tie, and looking to bunt already is Biggers. He dropped one down last time. Boy, up and in. Boy, that has got to be terrifying. 90-mile-an-hour pitch. He squared the bunt, and the pitch was up and in. He fouled it off, so it's 0-1. Jax already has a sacrifice bunt in this game, and it was absolutely perfect. Gave himself a chance, in fact, at a base hit. First and second, nobody down, top of the ninth, already again showing bunt. Cohen comes set, pitch from Chase, and he gets it down. It is a fair ball, going to come to third, and didn't get him. Oh, my. Shane McGuire trying to get the lead runner. And now Bobby is out, I think, indicating he thought there was interference, perhaps, or was it a foul ball in Bobby's mind? And the umpires will discuss here. So, as it stands now, bases loaded, nobody out. But the umpires will discuss this. Bobby standing hands on hips, and let's see what we've got. They're going to call it back. Now they're going to call it a foul ball. So it's 0-2, and obviously Carlos Cardoza wants an explanation. So he will walk down from the third base coaching box, and he now will visit with Ben Engstrand. And, of course, the argument for Carlos or any manager in his stead, by the way, not much of an argument. No, he is satisfied with whatever he was told. So one of the crew members obviously was very confident in that call because Carlos was quickly, I don't know if the word satisfied is proper, but he was given an explanation that he accepted. So, now is it still Biggers? I believe it is. Yep, so Jax will have to go back to the dugout and grab the bat. So it is a foul ball. It's 0-2, first and second and nobody down. Now does Biggers bunt again? He is showing it. 0-2 count. Cohen set. Biggers, yeah, going to try to bunt, and he popped it up, and Cohen made the play. It's a triple play! Chase Cohen pumps his fist in the air. He caught that bunt in the air, and both runners were off the bags. So JC is out getting back to second. Strom is out getting back to first, and the Rockhounds turn a triple play in the top of the ninth. A moment ago, it looked like bases loaded and nobody out. Instead, it is bases empty on one play. Really good play by Cohen just to get it, and then had the presence of mind to get the two runners. Wow. I believe it is 1-4-3, but I will double-check that. Triple play. What else you got going? Bottom of the ninth inning, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Riders 4.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits.
12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
What a night of baseball here in West Texas. Theo McDowell is on the pitch. We'll go to the ninth inning. It is a tie game. And the Rockhounds turning the double play. I think maybe the best moment out of all of that, the triple play itself, of course, is something. But Chase Cohen's reaction was absolutely priceless. Don't blame him. Pitch up high, ball one to Michael Goldberg. So the bottom of the ninth inning. Four all ties somehow. Michael swings and misses. Comes up empty. One ball and one strike. Won't see this very often in the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, nobody left. Pitch right down the middle. It's one and two from big right-hander Theo McDowell. Time called by Goldberg at home plate. McDowell makes his eighth appearance. 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Numbers kind of belie that earned run average, though. The rest of his numbers very good. Pitch just up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Cooper Bowman and Lawrence Butler will follow as needed here in the ninth. McDowell with a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball left side. That'll be handled by Jack Spiggers nicely. Throws the first to the out just in time. One away. Last of the ninth, Cooper Bowman.
Shortstop, Cooper Bowman.
Cooper, right-handed hitter. He is 1-for-4, and again, he was absolutely robbed. Victim of the game's, well, the best catch, maybe not the best defensive play. Tough, really tough to top a triple play. Takes a called strike, does Cooper. It's 0-1. But Acuna made a brilliant catch on the line drive back up the middle in the fifth. Cooper swings and misses, comes up empty, and McDowell jumps ahead here 0-2. McDowell in 10 innings, just 11 hits, 5 walks, and 14 strikeouts. Cooper asking for time. Lawrence Butler waiting on deck. Last of the ninth, tied at 4. Deliver, ooh, way up and in off the glove of catcher Jordan Procession. And it was Cooper who handled the throw. And again, I was kind of seeing if the triple play was going to play out. It's a swing and a miss. Boy, McDowell has come in and has himself two up, two down quickly. A strikeout here for McDowell. Nick Starr went two innings, gave up two runs on five base hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Also hit one batsman. Now Lawrence Butler. Nobody on, two out, bottom of the ninth inning. Takes slow and inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So the triple play went 1-6-3. Pitch to Butler. Way up high, ball 2, 2-0. Well, Lawrence is a story. He does get a fifth opportunity here. Last of the ninth, they claim to pull the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, high fly ball. Right field, but it's going to run out of steam. Boy, he missed ending this game by whatever that little amount of baseball bat is. That ball, high trajectory, but you could tell it had a little too much air. But, boy, just for an instant, you heard the crowd react. Fly ball to right field, but it runs out of steam. I'm going to replay the triple play on the board here. And, man, I hope the fans keep a really close eye on Chase Cohen. Man, he fist pumped in the sky once and then again. Oh, it's just great stuff. Triple play. Well, we have played 9 innings, and as it turns out, not going to be enough. Before the fireworks take the sky, the teams will go to the 10th inning. Village Car Wash score through 9 complete. Frisco 4, Rockhounds 4.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Designated runner, ghost runner, if you will be Jax Biggers. Starts at second base, of course, as we have come to know these days. Chris Cease, Trevor Hover, and Jordan Procession, bottom third of the order. Cease going back to his second inning of work. Cease, right-handed hitter. Well, he's had a base hit taken away from him in this game. Goldberg with a great catch in right field. Takes a backup pitch from Chase for a strike. It's 0-1. Four all tie, four runs, seven hits for the Rough Riders, four runs, 10 hits for the Hounds. Rockhounds left seven men on base. Frisco stranded only two, but they had some double plays. In fact, four, well, three in a triple play. Bouncer back to the mound. Cohen makes the play, and the runner cannot advance. Boy, from the home team perspective, that's about as good as you can hope for, short of a strikeout is... Put the ball in play, but the runner does not advance to third. So the bounce out by Cease, one away, and here is Trevor Hover. And check, it's going to be Tantaloo as a pinch hitter. So have to check and see the box. Nick may have come in already, and I'm going to double check on that. I believe he took Hover's place at first. I beg your pardon on that. So Tantaloo the batter, and he takes just missed for ball one. Nick Tantaloo, right-handed hitter with a runner in scoring position, of course, the ghost or designated runner. Four all tie, top of the 10th. Tantaloo waits. Cohen with a stretch. Pitch from Chase down and away, and that's ball two, 2-0. Jordan Procession waiting in the on-deck circle. That is Jordan, just wanted to make sure. Two balls, no strikes. Biggers the lead. Pitch bends over the outside half of the plate for a called strike one. One, I think it's two balls, one strike. 2-1. Nick Tantaloo hitting .233 as a home run, six driven in 11 games. 2-1 set by Cohen. Long look at the runner. Now turns come to the plate. This ball is hammered in the air to center field. But Butler, I think, has room. He does, just short of the track. Now the runner will advance, but on the second out of the inning. Boy, Tantaloo really unloaded. We've seen a couple of baseballs hit very near the wall and straightaway center in this game, and that's one of them. So Tantaloo drives it deep. Butler hauls it in. Runner at third base, and that, of course, puts a bit of extra pressure on pitcher and catcher. And the batter is Jordan Procession, who is 0-3. So a four-all tie in the top of the 10th inning with two away, runner at third. Cohen set, Procession waits. Cheating in at third is Ironman. Pitch swung on, check swing, foul ball. Back to the screen, 0-1. Riders got the first four, the Rockhounds the next four. Had a triple play just moments ago in this game. The 0-1 set. Cohen's 0-1 pitch. Check swing again. Bounced it foul. Don't think Jordan meant to go after either one of those pitches. Certainly not after the second one, that's for sure. Procession, a left-handed hitter. Cohen comes set. Hands dropped from the brim of the cap down to the belt. The right-hander kicks the 0-2 delivery. He got it! Swing and a miss! Well, it wasn't as dramatic as the triple play, but you keep a team off the board in extra innings with that designated runner, and that's a job well done. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. So we're bound for the bottom of the 10th. It will again be McDowell, who will go back to the mound. He'll face Darryl Hernandez, Greg Dykeman, and Logan Davidson when we come back. Got a good one going tonight in extra innings here in Rockytown. Village Car Wash score of our game. Rockhounds 4, the Rough Riders 4.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Darryl Hernandez leads it off. Lawrence Butler is the designated or ghost runner. First pitch. Inside corner call, strike for McDowell. So it is an 0-1 count to Darryl Hernandez. More crowd still. Boy, into it. Can't blame him. Boy, what a terrific ball game. All sorts of things going on. McDowell's pitch. Nub foul off the end of the bat. It's 0-2. Hernandez, Greg Dykeman, Logan Davidson. Last of the ninth, tied at 4. Hounds have activity in the bullpen. If it goes to the 11th, Chase Cohen has gone 2 innings. They have been eventful. Stretch by McDowell. The 0-2 look. Pitch to Darryl. Swings. Pops it up. Right side and in foul ground. And Tanner looked up. Can't hang on, but it was good effort. That ball went right against the screen. Nick got there and reached up. I think he probably had the ball close to or in the glove, but that's hard to hang on there. So it's 0-2 a second time. Would have been a really nice catch. Hernandez waits. Butler leads off second. The 0-2 stretch, the pitch to the dish, and that is lined into center field. That is a base hit. Gonna wave him home. Here is the throw by Carter. It's got a chance. No, it doesn't. The Hounds have walked it off. Darryl Hernandez. On an 0-2 pitch. He is getting doused. He is getting mobbed in left field. The Rockhounds have walked this game off. And, boy, Bobby waved. He waved Lawrence Butler home. And Evan Carter is a heck of an outfielder. But the throw was wide. Hernandez walks it off. And the Rockhounds come from 4-0 down, turn a triple play in the process, and walk it off in the last of the 10th inning in front of a fireworks night crowd. My goodness. If it is possible, we'll sum it up in a moment. Wow. 5-4-10. Gentlemen, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Briscoe Rough Riders in the ballgame, 4 runs on 7 base hits, no errors, 4-7-0. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 5-11-0. Rockhounds left 8 men on base, don't care about the last one. The Riders left just 3. So many terrific things in this ballgame. Home runs, Luis Angel Acuna, top of the first, a solo home run. Logan Davidson, a 2-run home run, got the Hounds on the board in the 4th inning of this game. In relief, the winning pitcher is Chase Cohen, who started the triple play. The loss will go to Theo McDowell. And as we get set, we're going to check the box and do a quick wrap on the other side of this timeout. But that base hit, the game winner, the walk-off base hit by Darryl Hernandez, my goodness, came on an 0-2 pitch. I'm going to check the box when we return to a quick wrap-up and let you get on with your evening. But my goodness, what a ball game. Final Village Car Wash score in 10, Hounds 5, Riders 4.
Whataburger's sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Riders got the first 4. Rockhounds rallied back with a 2-run home run from Logan Davidson in the 4th. RBIs in the 7th by Michael Goldberg and the 8th by Logan Davidson. The pitching of Jack Cushing and Charles Hall retiring 16 men in a row. During that time, the Hounds erased the 4-0 deficit. In the top of the 9th, Riders got back-to-back base hits, including an infield single, 2 on, nobody out. Jax Biggers trying to bunt on a 2-strike count, pops it up. Chase Cohen charges, makes the play, and starts a 1-6-3 triple play. Top of the 10th, 1-2-3, and a beautiful job by Chase Cohen. And a walk-off by Darryl Hernandez in the last of the 10th. 2 hours, 16 minutes, nearly 5,000 on hand. They are about to enjoy fireworks. And with that, I'm going to sign off here saying thank you so much for joining us here tonight. Well, what a contest. Rockhounds improved to 14-12. They take over the top spot in the South, at least 4 right now. And we will see you tomorrow afternoon just ahead of 1. What a Texas League baseball game for all of us with the Hounds. I'm Bob Hartz, 5-4-10, the final. And we will say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of...